Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
It's like getting married, Nathan.
Careful now.
Exceptionally brilliant. For a lot of people, Mbappe has that quality.
For the best Euro 2020 coverage, subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast wherever you get your podcasts and download the OTB Sports app.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetsetGo. Black Box Car Insurance lets young drivers bounce past high-cost premiums. Drive safe and save more with GetsetGo.ie.
OTB AM.
With Gillette, we don't just play the game, we change it. Gillette, made of what matters.
Alan Quinlan, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, lads. How are you?
The news came through that Ronan Kelleher is part of the training squad for the Lions. That must be great and also kind of frustrating because it means that you are like cigarette paper width away from making the squad.
Yeah, it's good. It's good news for him. I think it shows he's next in line. I think his form towards the end of the season has been outstanding. His ball work, his ability around the field is sensational. The only, I suppose, fear for Warren Gatland was the line-out throwing, and that's probably why he didn't make it. He's unfortunate, but this week will do him the world of good. And I've said this before, you know, there's on average 5-6 players who were originally selected on Lions tours miss out and through injury. And so there's every chance that he can end up going on a tour, as a number of other Irish guys as well. But it'll be a great experience for him this week. And I think he deserves it. He'll learn a lot there. And it'll do his confidence the world of good.
Has that line-out throwing improved as the season's gone on, Alan? And how does he kick on again next season?
Yeah, it has. It has improved. I think it's probably one of the reasons why he didn't start in the Six Nations games early on. I think it's probably just a little bit of timing and confidence. I think for a hooker throwing a ball into a lineout, I know from myself being involved in lineouts all my life, it's very fine margins. The lift has to be right, the timing. I think Paul O'Connell would have made a difference going into the squad, going before the Six Nations, working with him. And that development is kind of ongoing. So it's something that, it's not that he's a bad line-out thrower. I think it's just learning the timing, the flight of the ball. Some guys have technique where, you know, I think back to Gerry Flannery, who, his every throw he had was a punch throw, a bullet throw at the start, and he gradually learned to be able to put the ball and float it through the air a little bit, and so it's adding to it all the time. You know, someone like Frankie Sheehan was able to do both, and every hooker has their moments and their periods in their career, and they're usually at the start when you don't have a lot of experience, when you're nervous. And you know, the way line-out defences have gone in the modern game, it's a lottery sometimes. And wrongly, I think the hooker gets most of the blame, but it's all down to timing and stuff like that. So I think he's no issue with his throwing. I think it's just getting more confident and being able to put it between the pods that are going up in the air. And that'll come with more experience. And something like this week will benefit Ireland usually. It'll benefit Leinster usually as well.
It's a real shame that the proper tour of the islands isn't going ahead from an Ireland perspective, because the squad being named today, it's for a couple of matches, which will be very important for the players who were involved and the ones who were getting called up for the first time and getting their first caps. But it would have been a real opportunity for us to kind of see what that next tier of players are doing who are just below the Lions, and to see what the coach's thinking was and the evolution of the game plan. I'm sure they're annoyed as well. But notwithstanding, it is what it is. What do you expect and what do you want to be seeing in the Ireland squad that is named today for the two friendlies?
It's hard to get excited about these two games, isn't it? Usually, when Lions tours are going on, Ireland are away on tour, and there's a kind of a jovial, exciting effect that has. particularly for younger players, bonding trip. Sometimes the games aren't that challenging. You know, you go to the USA, and we were in Japan in 2005 when the Lions Tour was on. We had two tests there. They weren't the most difficult games. We were always going to win both, and we won them convincingly. You know, so I think it's the benefits of going on tour are important, because, you know, it is about bonding and getting to know each other, and having that period of 2 or 3 weeks where the coaches can you know, see players up close and personal. It's a little bit different when you these two home games. They will go into camps and stuff like that, but it's not the same. So it's hard to get excited about them, but it's great that they have two games. And I think it's an opportunity for I think the biggest opportunity is for the younger players, a couple of them, to get capped and feel that they're important. And you talk about Ronan Keller's confidence. You know, you get in amongst the group and train with them and win your first cap. It's all part of your progression. And I think that'll be important for a number of players this summer. We won't read too much into the results or even the performances, but I think Andy Farrell, of course, will want to win the two games and see some of those younger players put their hand up and see if we can develop more talent and more young, and find one or two, maybe three players who come November will be pushing for the autumn tests.
A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com code PROGRAM.
Yeah, in some ways it's about removing a bit of the mystery around your first cap and all the initiation and all that kind of stuff, where it's like, actually, that bit's parked in a low-pressure environment. So come November, when we're playing one of the first-tier nations, or come the next Six Nations, you're kind of ready to go.
Yeah, and you look at someone like Craig Casey, who's captain of Six Nations, Ryan Baird, you know, they feel part of, you know, they've played in the Six Nations. They feel now that, you know, they'll be kind of bouncing around. They'll want to stand out. And I think there's motivation for all the players, obviously, to impress the coaches. And like I say, on the outside, it's not, you know, we're not all going to get excited about these games, but they're really important to see how players react in that environment, because no matter who you're playing, there is a step up in pace and intensity to test matches. And it's a great opportunity for some of the young players, and someone like Gavin Coombs, I think he'll be named today. And I think he's someone that, you know, has a big future ahead of himself as an international, not just as a Munster player or a provincial player. I think he's shown and proved this year that his game has improved all the time, and I love his intelligence. I think he's a real eye for a try line. You know, he's 15 tries in 17 starts this year. Four of them came at the weekend against Zebre on Friday night, but he's just a try machine, and I think he's a really, really intelligent player. And what he brings is a huge physicality. He's 6'5". He's 115 kilos. He's very, very powerful. And, you know, he's going to get better and better all the time. And, you know, rugby intelligence is something that is not spoken a lot about. You know, I always think back to Anthony Foley when I played with him. Axel was probably the most intelligent player I ever played with. You know, he wasn't blessed with speed or athleticism. but he was incredibly intelligent. He was a very good footballer, don't get me wrong. But, you know, we used to slag Axel about not having the speed and the pace of other people. And he got a great kick out of that. But he just had this intelligence to turn up at the right places, get his hands on the ball, score lots of tries for Ireland and Munster. And Gavin Coombs reminds me of Axel. He's very athletic and very, very powerful. And he's your modern day back row who's really explosive as well. And we saw the pace on Friday night of him. But I'd be incredibly excited about, you know, with Stander gone. From an Ireland point of view, I just think you get Doris and Coombs on the one in the one back row. Then you have Jack Conan, who's playing so well. You know, obviously he'll have a say there about holding on to his Irish place and keeping hold of it. But I just think those two guys, Doris and Coombs, are just incredibly athletic, powerful, intelligent, explosive. They're the full package. I think it's just down to themselves now mentally. If they can stay strong and avoid injuries and get a run, they can be really, really serious players for Ireland.
Yeah, really looking forward to seeing them team up, and probably sooner rather than later as well. Alan, good stuff. Thanks a million for joining us. Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks, lads.
Alan Quillen giving us some thoughts on the Ireland squad that's going to be named today, and the fact that Ronan Kelleher is obviously that close to Lions selection that he has been called up and will be in the Isle of Man training with the Lions. More Lions stuff coming your way across all OTB channels in the coming days and weeks. OTBM live in association with Gillette. Good morning, start with Gillette. Give me the confidence to tackle the day ahead.
OTB AM.
With Gillette, we don't just play the game, we change it. Gillette, made of what matters. The OTB Podcast Network with Get Set Go. Black Box Car Insurance lets young drivers bounce past high cost premiums. Drive safe and save more with GetSetGo.ie.
A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com code PROGRAM.